Well, so the thyroid gland, and this is in relation to in the Mirror, there's a the headline that says underactive thyroid, early warning sign of invisible illness that only appears in the morning. So very dramatic. So the thyroid, it's this small butterfly-shaped gland, and it sits actually in front of your windpipe, which is your trachea, and at the front of your neck. It's right, just if you're a chap, it's just above your kind of Adam's apple. Well, it's same for boys and girls, but obviously blokes have normally got a more prominent Adam's apple. So it sits there, and its key function is metabolism, which is all the different bits of the body that are working. And the way that I always try and explain it to patients is that if you've got an overactive thyroid, if you imagine it's a bit like a speed control, so everything in your body speeds up. So it means that you've got loads of energy, you might lose lots of weight, you might get diarrhea, all that kind of stuff. Now, if you've got an underactive thyroid, it's the opposite of all of that. So things like low energy, constipation, feeling very fatigued and dry skin, even depression, that can all be from an underactive thyroid. So when you get a headline like that, you think, wow, this is really interesting. I wonder what they are talking about.
Yes.
What's going to make our patients come in and see us? So what do you think it is, Jane?
Something in the morning. I don't know, a dry tongue or something like that.
I can understand why you might think that. So what they are talking about is basically feeling tired and fatigue. Which I'm not sure that's just specifically in the morning. I mean, people often come to see us in surgery with feeling tired all the time. It's one of the most common consultations. And you'd always check the thyroid function as part of that. And as we said, the other symptoms that would come from an underactive thyroid would be things like this tiredness, constipation, slow movements and thoughts, everything slowing down. As I said, being sensitive to the cold as well. That's something that I didn't mention earlier. And that's often if everybody else in the room is feeling completely fine and you're feeling really cold, then it's really important to think about having your thyroid function checked as well.
Is it easily treatable?
Yes, absolutely. Once you made the diagnosis from a blood test, then it would be a case of medication.